Bible, we return to Psalm 42.
请我们翻到诗篇四十二篇。
I'd like to share with you God's word from the book of Psalms 42 and 43.
我愿意今天跟弟兄姊妹们分享诗篇四十二篇跟四十三篇神的话语。
Have Brother Aaron read the first three verses for us.
我们请亚伦弟兄为我们读四十二篇前面三节。神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？我昼夜以眼泪当饮食。人不住地对我说，你的神在哪里呢？
Well, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we come before you.
天父，我们来到你的面前。
As the deer pants for water.
好像鹿切慕溪水。
So our soul thirsts for you.
我们的心渴慕你。
Father, we thirst for your word.
我们渴慕你的话语。
May you now fill us with your living word.
我们愿你实在是充满，用你的话语来充满我们。
Teach us.
教导我们。
So we might be satisfied.
所以我们可以得满足。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you here like to sing?
你们中间多少人喜欢唱歌
？Sounds like many of you like to sing.
好像很多人都很喜欢唱歌。
Even I like to sing.
即使是我也很喜欢唱歌。
I never sung until I was 18 years old.
我从来没有唱歌，直到我十八岁的时候。
Until I became a Christian.
直到我成为一个基督徒的时候。
Before that, I would never sing.
在此之前，我从来不唱歌。
Because I'm a horrible singer.
因为我是很糟糕的。我很糟糕的歌声。
My wife refused to sit next to me at church sometimes.
我的太太在教会很不愿意坐在我的旁边。
Because she said every time I stand next to you when you sing, I can't sing either.
她说每次我坐在你的旁边，你一唱我就没办法唱了。
But that doesn't stop me from singing.
但是这样子也不会阻止我继续唱歌。
Now can you imagine that you are not allowed to sing at all?
你可以想象你不准唱歌吗？
How would you feel?
你有什么样的感觉呢?
You are not allowed to praise God and sing any song at all.
你根本不被允许去来敬拜神，用歌声来敬拜神。
I used to have a classmate.
我从前有一个同学。
When I was in Bible college.
那是我在圣经学院里面的时候的同学。
I only became a Christian about a year ago.
那时候我才是一年的基督徒。
And the first day at this school, at this Bible college.
在第一天，在这个圣经学院里面
，I had a 7:30 morning class.
我有一个七点半早晨七点半的课。
And I was walking to class.
啊，我就走到我的课堂去。
I hear this girl singing really loud.
我听到有一个女生在那里很高声的唱歌。
I mean, who would sing so loud at 7:30, you know, in the public place?
有什么人早上七点半在一个公开的一个场合在这里唱歌呢
？So I thought she was crazy.
我想她大概是有点问题，脑筋有
问题。I never sung before in my whole life.
你要想一想，我那时候在此之前我从来不唱歌的。
That's why you think I thought she was crazy.
所以我认为她可能脑筋有问题。
But she's not.
但是她不是有问题。
She's one of the smartest girls in school.
她是我们学校里面一个最聪明的女孩之一。
But she was just so happy that she can't help but sing all the time.
因为她是如此的高兴，她没有办法，她不唱歌。
So each morning when I go to class, I could hear her singing.
每天早晨我去上课的时候，我都听到她的歌声。
Not a day where she didn't sing.
没有一天我没有听到她的歌声。
Until one day.
直到有一天。
I walked to class.
我进了教室。
And there's no noise.
那没有任何的声音。
The girl was not singing.
这个女孩她不唱歌了。
So I thought, okay, she's probably sick.
我想她大概是生病了吧。
But when I walk into the classroom,
当我进了课堂的时候
I see her sitting where she usually sits.
我看到她坐在原来她平常坐的地方。
And of course I'm wondering, wow, how come she didn't sing?
那我就在想她为什么不唱歌呢今天。
And I was not the only one, the whole school know that who this girl is, wondering what's wrong with her.
不单是我，整个学校的同学都觉得很奇怪，他为什么不唱歌了呢
？All day she didn't sing.
整天他都没有唱歌。
Well, I went to a small school.
我去了一个很小的学校。
Didn't take long before the news traveled.
不用太久，我们就知道这个消息。
The night before she got bad news from home.
在前一天的晚上， 他收到家里来的一个恶讯。
Something terrible was going on there.
他的家里发生了一件不好的事情。
And so everyone started praying for her.
所以全校每一个同学都开始为他祷告。
And that went on for 1 week.
这个持续了将近一个礼拜。
And it went on for another week.
又持续了另外一个礼拜。
Until about the middle of the third week.
大概在第三个礼拜的中间。
I would walk to class.
我进到教室里面。
And I would hear her voice again.
我又听到她的声音了。
She was singing again.
她又开始唱歌了。
And again, the news traveled.
当然，这个消息就传遍学校。
She got another call the night before.
在前一天的晚上，她又接到家里的一个消息。
And things got even worse.
家里的情形反而更糟了。
So everyone was astounded.
那每一个人都觉得很惊奇。
How is it when things gotten worse and then she was able to sing again?
为什么家里的情况更糟了，她反而可以唱歌呢？
The first three verses we read in this passage.
那就是我们今天读的这一段的第一段的经文。
We're not sure who the author is.
我们不太晓得这个作者是谁。
I personally think it's David.
我认为可能是大卫。
That this person was not allowed to sing in God's temple again.
因为这个人他不准在神的圣殿里面再唱歌了。
He says, I thirst for you, O God.
他说我的心切慕你。
When can I come to your house again? When can I praise your name again?
我什么时候才可以进到你的圣殿，进到你的家中，再来敬拜你，再来称颂你呢？
See, he was a refugee.
因为他是一个逃离的人。
He was not allowed to go into the temple or even be around Jerusalem.
他甚至不允许进到圣殿，甚至接近耶路撒冷。
So he's sitting by the River Jordan.
因为他坐在约旦河的旁边。
Finding a place where he feels he can worship God.
他找到一个地方，他觉得他可以在那里敬拜神。
So he wants to get to chapter 43, verse 4.
所以他就一直讲到43章的第四节。
He wants to get back to the altar of God where he can praise him and sing him again.
他想要回到神的祭坛前面，在那里称颂他。
Can you read verse 4 for us, Aaron?
第44章第四节，我就走到神的祭坛，到我最喜乐的神那里。神啊，我的神，我要弹琴称赞你。
Read verse 5 also.
我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因我还要称赞他。他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
So it is the desire of this psalmist to praise God again.
这是这个诗人他心中的切慕，他还要再来称赞神。
And the way he's going to able to do this is to put his hope in God.
他可以这样子做唯一的理由就是他把他的信心放在神的身上。
So even though he is downcast, even though he is sad,
虽然他已经很忧闷，
he wants to be able to sing to God again.
但是他想要再能够称赞神。
And so he put his hope in God.
所以他把所有的信心都放在神的身上。
Now as we look through the Psalms,
如果我们看看这个诗篇，
you see that there's three stanzas in this psalm.
你会看到这诗篇里面有三节。
And then after each stanza is the refrain that we just read in verse 5.
在这个三节之后就有一个副歌。
Alright, so we begin in verse 4.
那我们就来看看前面四节。
Can you read verse 4, chapter 42, verse 4?
42章前面四节。神啊，我的心切慕你，如入切慕溪水。我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？我昼夜以眼泪当食物，人不住地对我说，你的神在哪里呢？我从前与众人同往，用欢呼称赞的声音领他们到神的殿里，大家守节。我追想这些事，我的心极其悲伤。
So one thing, no, so what does it look like when we, what happens when we put our hope in God?
当我们把我们的信心放在神身上的时候，会发生什么事呢？
What does it mean when we to say that we put our hope in God?
那是什么意思？我们把我们的信心放在神的身上。
For the psalmist, when he put his hope in God,
对这个诗人来说，当他把信心放在神的身上的时候，
He remembers what it was like to worship God.
他记得从前他是怎么样来敬拜神的。
So the first thing we need to do when we put our hope in God is to remember what it's like to have a relationship with God.
所以当我们把我们的信心放在神身上的时候，我们要追想我们以前是怎么样来敬拜神的。
Now, our human nature, when we're sad,
我们人性来讲，当我们很忧闷的时候，
is to focus on all the bad things in our life.
我们会专注在这些坏的事情上面。
So we're sad because we fought with our spouse.
我们觉得很忧闷，因为我们跟着我们的老婆吵架。
We think of all the bad things about our spouse.
我们会想到很多这个我们的配偶的一些坏的事情。
See, whenever I do marriage counseling or premarital counseling,
当我在教会里面做这个婚姻顾问的时候，
I warn people that there will be times when you will just have rough time in your marriage.
我会告诉他们，你们将来会前面会有很多很艰难的路。
And it's really easy to remember all the bad things about your marriage.
你会很容易的就想起他从前一些不好的事情。
And then you don't remember all the good things.
但是我们不记得他的好事。
So I tell them,
所以我就告诉他们，
For those who are planning to get married,
你们准备要结婚的人，
Spend lots of money in taking a lot of good pictures.
就花很多的花很多的钱来照很多很漂亮的相片。
I know this has worked for me.
因为我知道这个对我来说很管用。
Whenever my wife and I, we argue,
每次我跟我太太吵架的时候，
I would just open the picture of our wedding.
我就把我结婚婚礼的那个相片打开来看，
and it reminds me of that joyous day.
他就提醒我了，我那时候是多么的快乐。
It reminds me of the vows we made.
提醒我们我们的誓言是怎么样。
It reminds of our love for each other.
提醒我们我们的爱是怎么样子的爱。
So it helps me in how to deal with that situation.
所以他就帮助我在争吵的时候可以度过。
This is what the psalmist is doing.
这就是这个诗人在这里做的。
When he put his hope in God, he remembers what it was like to lead God's procession in singing with the congregation.
当他在这里追想的时候，他想到他怎么样，带着用欢呼赞美的声音领着人到神的殿中来守节。
The Lord understands the importance of this principle.
我们的神知道这个原则是多么的重要。
Later this morning, we're going to take communion.
待会我们会会有擘饼聚会。
And the main purpose of taking communion is to help us remember.
当我们擘饼的时候，是来帮助我们来追想。
The Lord wants us to remember what Christ has done for us.
来纪念我们的主为我们做了些什么。
He instructs us to do that.
他教导我们要这样子行。
Because he knows we're going to go through a lot of rough time in this world.
他知道我们将在走的路上会有很多困难的时候。
Even though we're going through that rough time,
虽然我们经过这些困难，
or even when times doesn't even get better and the things might even get worse,
不管是事情会更好或者是往下走，
He said, you just remember this one thing,
但是你要记得这么一件事，
you will able to go through that situation.
那你就可以走过这样子的情况。
Remember my body, how it's broken for you.
记得我的身体是怎么样为你们裂开的。
Remember my blood that was shed for you.
记得我的血是怎么样流出的。
And that should be enough somehow.
有时候这样子就够了。
Even to the nation of Israel,
就对以色列人来说，
God has always instruct them to remember.
神常常告诉他们要记得。
Remember the Passover.
要记得逾越节的故事。
Remember how I have delivered you out of Egypt.
记得我是怎么样带你们出埃及的。
So when we put our hope in God,
当我们把我们的信心放在神身上的时候，
It is to remember what God has done for us.
是要记得神在我们身上做了什么样的恩典。
It is to remember how we are able to praise Him.
记得我们从前是怎么样可以来敬拜他。
Because there will be a time when we don't feel like singing at all.
因为有些时候我们会真的不想来敬拜神。
We don't have this joy in our life anymore.
我们的心里再也没有那样子的喜乐了。
When those time comes,
当那个时候来临的时候，
remember,
要记得，
remember what it was like to be able to sing to Him and praise God.
要记得从前我们是怎么样可以来纪念他，来追称赞他。
How your heart is full of joy.
我们的心是怎么样的充满了喜乐。
And so he goes to verse 5 and then he remembers.
所以他就讲到一节到五节，他是怎么样来纪念。
He says, yes, I remember those things, but reality is that I am not at the temple.
他说我记得从前是怎么样子，但是我现在没有办法到圣殿来敬拜你了。
So even if we remember,
虽然我记得，
it doesn't mean the situation has changed.
但是这个环境并没有改变。
He is still sitting at the River Jordan.
他只能够在约旦河边来敬拜。
He is still not able to sing to God.
他还没有办法到圣殿来称颂神。
So not only does he remember what it's like, you know, to sing to God, but he also remember who God is.
他不但是记得他以前是怎么样敬拜神的，他也记得神是怎么样的神。
So in verse 6 says, my soul is downcast within me. I'm still sad, but I remember you.
他说我的心在我里面忧闷，但是我仍然记得从前。
As he remembers his God,
他记得他的神。
Then he prays to him.
然后他就称赞他。
Okay, and this is how he prays.
这是他如何来称颂神。
He described this prayer in verse 7.
他把他在第七节里面讲到他是怎么样来称赞神的。
It's the kind of prayer where the deep cries out to deep.
他说你的瀑布发声，深渊就与深渊响应。
So here's the picture.
你看到这里有一个图画。
He's sitting at the River Jordan.
他坐在约旦河边。
And by that river there's a waterfall.
在这个约旦河边这里有一个瀑布。
Right, it's a beautiful place like going to Yosemite, right? You see the waterfall coming down from Yosemite.
这就好像你去到优胜美地一样，一个美丽的图画，这里有一个很大的瀑布。
So that's the scene that he's painting for us.
这是诗人在这里描述那样子的一个瀑布。
So he's sitting by the river.
他坐在约旦河边。
He could hear the waterfall coming down from the mountain.
他可以听见这个瀑布从山上滚滚而来。
And as the water coming down from the mountain hits the water,
当这个瀑布降在这个水上的时候
，it crashes, right?
它就发出了这样子的声音 ，crash 这样子的声音。
And as the water goes down deep into the river.
当这个水进到水的深处的时候
，That waterfall is going really, really deep.
那这个瀑布就降到水更深的地方。
And from the depth of the river comes out sprays of water, of waves.
那这个水的深处就溅出了这样子的水花。
So he could see that picture.
他可以看到这样子的一幅图画。
Can you see that picture?
你可以看到这样子的图画吗
？The deep cries out to deep.
那这样的瀑布这样从上面很高的地方坠下来的时候，然后在水的深处又溅出了水花来。
This is how he prays.
这是他如何来祷告。
He is going deep from his heart.
从他心灵的深处。
And he pours from the depth of his heart to his God.
他把他心里深处的都倾倒在他神的面前。
And as that happened, then God from his depth speaks to us.
神从他心灵的深处也跟我们的心灵的深处来沟通。
This is where he just pour out his heart.
这个诗人就是这样子把他的心倾倒在神的面前。
To put our hope in God.
这就是把我们的信心放在神的身上。
To pour out our heart to him.
就是把我们的心都倾倒在神的面前。
I think as Christians we make this mistake oftentimes.
我想我们基督徒常常犯这样子的错误。
That as we pray to God,
当我们向神祷告的时候
，we put on a fake mask.
我们戴着面具。
So even when I'm in a lot of pain, when I'm suffering, when I'm downcast,
虽然我很忧闷，我的环境很困苦
，that our prayer is still very shallow.
我们的祷告是非常的粗浅。
We act and pray to God as though everything is still okay with my life.
我们跟神祷告说啊，好像我们的环境都很好，都很满意。
You know, relationships is broken in my life.
我跟旁边的人的关系破裂了。
I have all this trouble at work.
我在我的工作环境有很多的困难。
I have all this problem with my children.
我跟我的孩子有很多的问题。
And yet we pray as though everything is okay.
但我们向神祷告，我们却祷告的好像什么都没有问题。
Well, that's not putting our hope in God.
这不是把我们的信心放在神的身上。
We truly believe in God,
如果我们真的相信神
and we put our hope in him,
把我们的信心放在他身上
let God know what is in our heart,
让神知道我们内心的深处是怎么样
we let him know how much pain we're in,
我们让他知道我有多少的痛苦
because we're not willing to do that,
如果我们不这样子做
then we'll never get to the depth of God's heart.
我们没有办法进到神心灵的深处。
We'll never see and understand what God is doing for us.
我们没有办法明白神在我们身上要做什么样的工。
We read in verse 8.
我们再看看第八节。
As he cries out to God,
当他跟神呼求的时候，
this is what the Lord does for us.
这是神怎么样行。
By day the Lord directs his love, at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life.
白昼耶和华必向我施慈爱，黑夜我要歌颂祷告赐我生命的神。
This is one of my favorite verses of the Bible.
这是圣经里面我最喜欢的一段经节。
This is the one of the first that I find. I think this might be the only first, might be another verse.
可能是这一个经节。
It referenced the idea that God sings to us.
可能是这一个经节在告诉我们，神也对我们歌唱。
Right? Have you ever thought of this idea, this concept that God actually sings to us?
你有没有办法想象神唱跟我们对我们唱歌呢
？No, I never thought of that.
我从来没有想过这样子想过。
Right? It's always about us singing to God, praising Him.
我一直都觉得我们跟神唱歌，我们跟神唱歌。
But God, when He sees what we're going through in our life,
当神看见我们在我们环境里面的痛苦，
during the day, He directs us with His love.
在白昼，他就向我施慈爱。
He wants us to know the first thing when we're going through a lot of problems like that, He loves us.
他要让我们知道，虽然我们经过很多的困难，但是他爱我们。
And then at night,
在晚上。
He sings to us.
他跟我们歌唱。
It's as though he sings us to sleep.
好像母亲唱摇篮曲让孩子睡觉一样。
The psalmist says his song is with me.
诗篇里面讲到，他的歌声跟我在一起。
I don't know. Have you ever tried to do that at night?
我不知道你晚上的时候有没有这样唱歌。
Try to hear God singing to you.
有没有晚上的时候有没有听神跟你唱歌？
You see, he is like our truly our father, right?
他是我们的天父。
Like a father when he sees a child who is sick.
当天父看到他的孩子病了的时候，
and this child just can't sleep because he's sick.
因为这个孩子他没有办法睡觉，他病了。
And I have seen where fathers have sing to the children and help them to fall asleep.
我看见过父亲就唱歌给孩子听，让他可以入睡。
This is how God cares for us.
这就是神怎么样来顾念我们。
But we have to cry out from our heart.
但是我们要跟神呼求。
Verse 9 and verse 10 is an example of how this psalmist is cries out to God.
第九节跟第十节在讲诗人怎么样跟神呼求。
He feels like, God, why have you forsaken me?
他觉得神好像离弃了他。
Why must my enemy continue to oppress me?
为什么他的仇敌还不断地在欺压他呢？
My bones are in pain, it's suffering.
我的骨头好像已经被打碎了。
My enemy taunts me, make fun of me.
我的敌人辱骂我。
My enemy says, where is your God?
我的敌人跟我说，你的神在哪里呢？
So he then is downcast.
所以他很忧闷。
Even though after he prays to God,
虽然他跟神呼求，
He might still feel downcast.
他很可能还是觉得忧闷。
But he continues to put his hope in God.
但是他继续把他的信心放在神身上。
The idea is that things has not gotten better.
虽然事情好像没有变好。
So even after he prayed,
虽然他祷告了，事情还没有变好。
Things has not gotten better.
事情没有变好。
Just like everyone at school has prayed for my classmate.
就好像学校里面每一个同学都在为我们的同学祷告。
And things has not gotten better at home.
可是家里的环境并没有变好。
In fact, has gotten worse.
反而变坏。
And that's how the psalmist feels.
这好像这个诗人所感受的一样。
So we move on to the third stanza.
我们就看到这个第三节。
It's found in Psalm 43.
在诗篇四十三篇。
He says, now I am getting to the point where the enemy is deceiving me.
现在这个敌人在欺诈我。
Okay, verse 2, you are God of my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning oppressed by the enemy? Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, the place where you dwell.
你是自我力量的神，为何丢弃我呢？ 我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？ 求你发出你的亮光和真实， 好引导我，带我到你的圣山， 到你的居所。
See, this is how our enemy works.
这就是我们敌人的诡计。
When we're down,
当我们很忧闷的时候,
then the enemy will come and deceive us.
我们的敌人, 我们的仇敌会来欺骗我们。
And the deception is that God doesn't care for you.
这个谎言就是神已经不跟你同在了。
God doesn't love you.
神不爱你。
Right? God has abandoned you.
神已经离弃你了。
Where is your God?
你的神在哪里？
And that's exactly how we feel when we're downcast.
当我们沮丧的时候, 这正是我们的感受。
Ray Stedman.
Ray Stedman弟兄,
he is a pastor who passed away, but he's the founder of the PBC, Peninsula Bible Church.
Ray Stedman是半岛圣经教会的创办人, 他在前几年过世了。
When he first became a pastor,
当他成为传道人的时候,
he had this experience.
他有这样子的经历。
He's a new graduate of a seminary.
他刚刚从圣经学校毕业。
And the first church he worked at was PBC.
这是他第一个教会。
Most of you know PBC, Peninsula Bible Church.
有没有多少人知道这个, 半岛圣经教会?
Okay. Many of our elders at CCIC have talked to him and tried to help us plant this church.
基督徒会堂有很多长老都曾经跟 Ray Stedman弟兄交通过。
When he first started ministry,
当他开始传道的时候,
a young couple came and talked to him.
有一对年轻人来跟他说,
that's because they're having marital problems.
因为他们婚姻里面有了问题。
And so Ray Stedman was excited.
Ray Stedman他就很高兴。
First chance to use what he's learned at seminary.
他说这下子我有机会用我在神学院学到的东西了。
So he will go through like 4 or 5 sessions with this couple.
他就跟他们 安排了几堂这个咨询的课。
And this couple, week from week,
每一个礼拜这两个人
was helped by Ray Stedman and was getting better in their marriage.
都受到他的帮助, 关系越来越好。
So you can imagine why a young pastor, wow,
你可以想象呢，这个年轻的传道人他心里面有多高兴。
I know I'm supposed to be a pastor, see?
你看看，我知道神就是要我当传道人。
And so the marriage survived for a few more months.
当这个婚姻又渐渐好转，又过了几个月。
A few months later,
几个月之后,
this couple came back to Ray Stedman.
这一对的夫妻又来到他的面前。
And the husband told Ray that my wife wants to divorce me.
这个先生跟 Ray Stedman 说我的太太要离婚。
And so he said, okay, you need more counseling.
他就跟他说你需要多来上点 课。
So he says, can we meet again?
我们可不可以再 安排时间？
At that point, the wife says, no.
这个时候他的太太 那个人的太太说不。
It didn't work the first time.
第一次没有成功。
It temporarily worked, but it didn't solve any of our problems.
他暂时好像成功了, 但是他并没有解决我们的问题。
She said, this is it, I'm giving up.
他说就这样子了, 我放弃了。
And so the pastor Ray Stedman pleaded with her.
那 Ray Stedman 就恳求他,
don't,
不要,
don't do it,
不要离婚。
So a week later,
一个礼拜之后,
the husband calls Ray and says, my wife left me.
那这个先生就打电话给 Ray Stedman说, 我的太太离开我了。
So he asked the husband how he was doing.
他就问这个先生说, 你怎么样了?
He said, I don't know.
他说, 我不知道我现在心情。
He says, can I come talk to you?
Ray Stedman说, 我可不可以来跟你讲话?
He went to his house and talked to him.
他就去了那个人的家跟他说话。
To encourage him to hold on to his faith.
他激励他, 愿意, 希望他能够持住他的信心。
So the man continued to go to church week after week.
那这个年轻人, 每个礼拜还是照样来聚会。
But Ray Stedman can see that he was really struggling.
那 Ray Stedman 可以看见这个年轻人实在在挣扎中。
So one Sunday after church, he talked to him.
有一天礼拜天聚会完以后他跟他说话。
He says, I see you're struggling, how are you doing?
他说我看见你的挣扎你还好吗
What's wrong?
什么问题吗
He says, I don't know if I can believe in God anymore.
他说我不知道我还可不可以相信有神。
How can, if my, he says, if my wife doesn't love me, how can I believe that God can love me?
如果我的太太不爱我我怎么能相信神是爱我的
I must not be a lovable person.
那我一定是一个不可爱的人。
And so we try to encourage him, no, God does love you.
那 Ray Stayman 就继续鼓励他说不神实在是爱你的。
He continued to come to church for a few more weeks.
他这个年轻人还继续来了教会几个礼拜。
One morning he gets a call on Sunday morning.
礼拜天有一个礼拜天的早晨 Ray Stayman 接到一个电话。
This brother says to Ray, I'm not coming to church today.
这个弟兄打电话来说我不来教会今天不来教会了。
I want you to know,
我让你知道,
I no longer believe in God.
我不再相信神了。
I don't believe he loves me.
我不认为他是爱我。
And I don't believe I can be lovable.
我不认为我是一个可以爱的人。
So Ray Stayman said, well, I'm busy right now, but let me come by your house later.
Ray Stayman 跟他说, 我现在正在聚会, 我待会去你家。
So after the message, after that Sunday morning, he drove to this person's house.
在聚会完以后 Ray Stayman 就开车到他家
He gets there
他到了他家
He rings the doorbell
他就按门铃
No one answers
没有人回答
And so he tries to open the door
他就试着把门打开
And realized the door was not locked
他就发现门没有锁
He walks in
他就走进
He calls out
他就大叫
Is anyone home?
有没有人在家
He calls out his name, are you here?
他就叫那个人的名字说你在家吗
So he started looking around in the house.
他在家里面走来看查看了一下
And in the bedroom,
在他的卧室里面
he finds this person dead.
他就发现这个年轻人已经死了
He has committed suicide.
他自杀了
And so he called the police.
他就叫了警察
He couldn't believe what has happened.
他没有办法相信发生了什么事
Here's a person
这边有一个人
who is downcast.
他在忧闷
He's been deceived by his enemy.
他被他的仇敌所欺蒙骗了。
Right? The deception is that, where is your God?
这个谎言就是你的神在哪里？
Your God has abandoned you.
你的神已经离弃了你。
Your God doesn't love you.
你的神不爱你。
You see, this is the danger if we do not put our hope in God.
这就是我们如果不把我们的信心放在神身上的危险。
When we put our hope in God,
当我们把信心放在神身上
we must remember what it's like to have a relationship with Him.
我们必须记得我们跟神的关系是什么样的一个关系。
To be able to praise Him and sing His name.
我们可以称赞他，我们可以呼求他的名。
To remember what He has done for us.
记得他曾经为我们做了些什么。
How He has sent His Son to die just for me.
他是怎么样把他的儿子差遣下来
And then we must be able to cry out to him.
我们需要向他呼求
Don't hold it inside.
不要塞在心里面
Don't hold your pain to yourself.
不要把你的心 把你的哀伤
To put our hope in him is to cry out to God.
不要把你的哀伤放在心里面 你要呼求神
Let him know of all the pain that we're suffering.
让神知道你心里面所有的哀伤都痛苦
And then we must let his wordGuide us as a light.
那我们接下来我们就需要让神的光，神的话像光一样来带领我们。
Because the enemy is trying to deceive us.
因为仇敌用他的谎言来欺骗我们。
And so the psalmist in verse 3 says, "Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me."
所以第三节说，求你发出你的亮光和真实，好来引导我。
It is only then he's able to go to altar and praise God again.
当这样做的时候他才能够再到神的圣祭坛前面
After the police took the body away
当这个警察把这个尸体拿走的时候
Ray Stayman went home
Ray Stayman 就回家了
He was depressed
那他就很沮丧
He was downcast
他很忧闷
He started crying to his wife
他就跟他的太太哭
He told his wife I fail as a pastor
他说我是一个失败的传道人
Maybe I shouldn't be a pastor
也许我不应该成为一个传道人
I have no idea what I'm doing
我不知道我自己在做什么
Look what happened to this couple because of me
看看这对年轻人，我为他们做了什么呢？
The wife asked him, "Do you want to pray?"
他的太太问他说，你要祷告吗？
He says, "No, I don't want to pray."
他说不，我不要祷告。
I don't feel like it.
我不想祷告。
Maybe I'm not even a Christian. Why should I pray?
我可能我自己都不是基督徒，为什么我要祷告？
Deception has come into his life.
仇敌的谎言就进到他的心里。
All night long, he couldn't sleep.
整个晚上他没有办法睡觉。
He kept thinking about what could I have done.
他一直在想有什么别的事情我可以做的呢？
Maybe if I just said this instead of this.
也许我就我不是这样说，我是那样子说。
Maybe if I didn't go to church this morning, actually go to see this person right away.
也许我早上没有去聚会，我就直接到他家。
He looked at all the mistakes he's made.
他看看自己所有他犯过的错误。
And so he just tossed back and forth in bed.
他就在床上倒翻来翻去。
At that point, the wife had enough.
这个时候，他的太太受够了。
The wife literally dragged him out of bed.
他的太太把他从床上揪下来。
And said, "You come with me right now."
他说你跟我来。
And he forced him to get on his knees.
他强迫他的先生跪在地上。
I'm going to pray.
他说我要祷告。
Even if you want to pray, I'm going to pray.
他说虽然你不祷告，我也要祷告。
So she poured out her heart to God.
这个太太就把她的心倾倒在神的面前。
And then she opened the Bible.
她打开了圣经。
And she started reading.
她就开始读圣经。
Ray Stevens said, "I don't recall a single word she read."
瑞斯他们说我不记得他念什么东西。
But the moment she started reading God's word,
当我的太太开始念圣经的时候，
His heart begins to be lifted up.
瑞斯他们的心就被提起。
He began to find hope again in his heart.
他开始就找到了一个信心，希望。
He just felt like everything his wife was reading was the truth.
他觉得他太太所有念的经文都是 真理。
And that somehow God does love him.
神实在是爱他。
And he felt the presence of God with him.
他觉得神的同在。
And he knew God was ministering to him at that time.
他知道神眷顾，在那个时候就眷顾他了。
I'd like you to turn to Psalm 107.
请我们翻到诗篇107。
Okay. There's another wonderful verse there I want you to know. Psalm 107.
诗篇一百零七。
Sorry, I need to look at my notes. I forgot what verse it is.
19.
Thank you. Verse 19. Can you read verse 19 and 20, please?
诗篇一百零七篇十九。于是他们在苦难中哀求耶和华。他从他们的祸患中拯救他们，他发命医治他们，救他们脱离死亡。
God rescues us through His word.
神用他的话语来拯救我们。
God saves us through His word.
神用他的话语来拯救我们。
Jesus is the word of God.
耶稣就是神所发出的话语。
And it is He who saves us.
他拯救我们。
I have gone through and experienced this in my own life.
我也经过类似的经历。
Whenever I get despair or depressed,
当我很沮丧的时候，
I cannot help but run to God's word.
我
run to God's word and open the Bible.
我就不得不打开神的话语。
And I would just start reading God's word.
我就开始一直读神的话语。
And whenever I read God's word,
每一次我读神的话语，
it's like an ointment.
就好像一个膏油一样。
It soothes my heart.
让我的心里面舒软。
And it does deliver me and rescue me from where I am.
他就神的话语就拯救我。
And my prayer is that every one of you experience something like this.
我的祷告是我们每一个人都可以这样子。
It really does work.
神的话语确实有功效。
To put our hope in God.
把我们的信心放在神身上。
Means that we will turn our hearts to His word.
就是把我们的心转向神的话语。
And we will listen to His word.
我们听他的话语。
And allow His word to minister to us.
让他的话语在我们身上做工。
It is clear that as we go on in this journey,
我们在这个属灵的道路上，
that we will face many more problems in our life.
我们会有很多的困难。
But in times of trouble,
在那些困难的时候，
we must continue to put our hope in Him.
我们一定要把我们的信心放在他身上。
Remember him. 记得他, cry out to him,
向他呼求,
and let his word speak to us.
让他的话语跟我们的心说话,
let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you.
天父我们感谢你。
Thank you for singing to us every night.
谢谢你每天晚上都跟我们的心歌唱。
Thank you for loving us.
谢谢你爱我们。
We thank you for your son.
谢谢你的儿子。
Father, I pray that your word will continue to speak into our heart.
我们这样子祷告你的话语一直不断地跟我们说话。
That our life might be guided by your truth.
让我们的生命, 我们的生活, 就让你的话语来引领我们,
and not by the deceptions of our enemies.
而不是被敌人的谎言来引领。
So we give you thanks.
我们感谢你。
Thank you that we can come to your house.
我们谢谢你我们可以来到你的家中。
Come before your altar.
在你的圣殿圣坛前面,
and praise you again.
再来敬拜你。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.